you have sat on the other side, David. We've just sung, we're part, you're part of the big family of God. But what, have you ever wondered, what are families for? Any thoughts? What are families for? Yeah.
To look after you.
To look after you, yes. Any other ideas? Yeah. To support one another. Yeah, great. Can I have the... I haven't got my remote clicker up here, but could I have the PowerPoint? Okay, and the remote clicker at the same time. Thank you. No, not the reading. That one. That's it. This is my family. My wife, Helen, who's here, our two daughters and our two sons-in-law, and our six grandchildren. That's our family, immediate family. Now, who's here with members of their family? That might be, yeah, parents, I hope. There's a lot of children with family present, but not many adults. I don't know if that quite works. You might be here with your grandchildren, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your nephews, great-nieces, whatever. If you're here with a member of your family, would you like to stand for a moment? And this might get interesting. Would you just like to hold hands and link hands with other members of your family? Right, your family. You might like to hold up in the air. Let's see who's got the biggest chain we've got. Oh, yes. Right. Give yourselves a family hug if you're here with your family. And then please sit down again. Okay, let's sit down again. Let's sit down. Families are part of God's design. God wants us to live in families. He put us in families, as we said, to love each other, to care for each other, to give a safe environment for us to grow and flourish. That's all part of his family. And I think probably the largest families we saw stand up were probably, wave your arms in the air, the members of the Cohen family. Welcome. Members of the Brown family. Ooh, I think the Browns have it. Whoa. But there's an even bigger family in church here this morning. Not the Cohens, not the Browns. Who can think what family that is? Yeah. The family of God. Well done, sir. Well done. The church family, the family of God. Everyone who believes in Jesus is part of not one family, but two families. The family at home, who we were born into, or brought into, and the family of the church that we were baptised into. So Caden and Cody and Harry, Lily and Poppy have joined a second family today, the church family. But actually the church family here at St Mary's is part of an even bigger family, because it's only a tiny part of the worldwide family of the Church of God. I've just worked out why, when I asked for my PowerPoint, something came up there saying what the reading was. That's because we were meant to have the reading before I started talking. Alison, would you like to come and do the reading?
Hello. The reading today is from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae. It's not in the church. This is a different version from the version in the Bibles by your chairs. The gospel keeps bringing blessings and is spread throughout the world, just as it has among you ever since the day you first heard about the grace of God and came to know it as it really is. For this reason, we have always prayed for you ever since we heard about you. May you be made strong with all the strength which comes from his glorious power, so that you may be able to endure everything with patience. and with joy give thanks to your Father, who has made you fit to have your share of what God has reserved for his people in the kingdom of light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us safe into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven.
Thank you, Alison. That reading started off saying, the gospel keeps bringing blessings and is spreading throughout the world. This was written by a chap called Paul as a letter to a local church, a bit like St. Mary's, probably even smaller than St. Mary's, 2,000 years ago. And in Paul's day, and ever since, the gospel, the good news of Jesus' saving love, has been spreading around the world from one generation to another. And people across the world have been coming to faith in Jesus, saying, yes, I trust Jesus, that he wants to bring me into that blessing, bring me into God's family, and make me part of his kingdom. And as they do so, they join the worldwide family. Do you know, there are actually more people in China today who would say they're a Christian than there are people living in the UK. There are more people in sub-Saharan Africa who would say, I'm a Christian, than there are people living in the whole of the EU. The gospel has spread throughout the world. We are truly part of the worldwide family. When we have lunch together later on, whether that's the Brown family just up the road or everyone else in here, we'll be part of that worldwide family. And the gospel keeps bringing blessings, it says. It blesses our hearts. It works for good in our lives. But it's not just enough to hear the message of Jesus' saving love. We have to put our trust in it. Put our trust in Jesus. Then he welcomes us into his family. Then we'll know his blessing. So why, as we've welcomed Caden and Cody and Harry and Little and Poppy, I have to say it in that order, otherwise I'll get terribly confused. As we've welcomed the five of them today into St. Mary's Church family, we've welcomed them into the worldwide family of God. And as part of the family this morning, we've said to them, welcome, you are welcome here. And the church family has made a promise to help the two families, the Coens and the Browns, as they bring up their children in the faith. We, all of us, have made a promise to help the children till they can own that faith for themselves. And that's why we do Messy Church, that families might grow in the Christian faith and have fun together as they do so. So, whoever you are here this morning, we'd love you to know the saving love of Jesus. We'd love you to feel welcome here and part of the family of God by putting your trust in him. And I'll say it in a different order. Harry, Lily, Poppy, Caden and Cody are particularly welcome here in the family here. And we look forward to very many happy family times together with them here at Messy Church.